What is going on, beautiful people? Welcome to another episode of The Narcissist Code. I'm your favorite self-aware narcissist, Mr. Lee Hammack, better known as Mental Illness across all social media platforms. This is your first time seeing my face or hearing my lovely voice. I'm a clinically diagnosed narcissist, and this is my platform on social media to raise awareness for NPD, get more people into the therapy like myself, and also validate the victims, survivors, and thrivers of said disorder, said toxic people, said toxic traits. Today's episode is going to be about why do narcissists always have to be the center of attention. Before we hop into today's episode, y'all, make sure y'all check out the new self-love brand merch. This is the I Love Me. This is the I'm Vital shirt. I'm vital because I am. I'm vital to life. I'm vital for this earth. I'm vital for my family. I'm vital for... Link is in the description of every single video and podcast that I do. But yeah, y'all. Yeah. The center of attention. Narcissistic people, y'all. A lot of them, most narcissists suffer from a deficit. Let's just call it a deficit. They suffer from a deficit of importance. An importance deficit. Like, they want to mean something. You know, I don't want to be work. I want to have some type of... I need to have some type of value. I need to have some type of meaning. I need to matter. So in order for me to matter, I have to be important. I have to have some level of importance. Even though a lot of the stuff I might do in my real life might not be important. You know what I mean? They might not be important at all.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
So a lot of times when people in these situations tend to have to, this is where the mind goes. They need to be the center. They need to center themselves in damn near everything. Everything. That's why I call it, when you're dealing with a narcissistic person and you have a complaint, they have a bigger complaint. It's the damn complaint Olympics. Like, you come home, it's like, God, work was so hard today. Work was hard for you. What? This is happening at my job. They complain. It's like a complaint competition. Like, and they have to win the gold medal. They have to medal. They might not have to win gold, but they have to medal. They have to be on the podium. You see what I'm saying? I have to be on the medal podium to get a medal and just say, I did it. Yeah. You see what I'm saying? They have to be there in that mindset with that type of dynamic, with that type of space. That's where it goes. So that's why I tell people, like, I tell narcissistic people this all the time. I mean, not narcissistic people. I tell this to people who are dealing with narcissists all the time that they have to center themselves. It's a complaint competition. It's the struggle Olympics as well. Like, if you're struggling, they struggle more, or they have an equal or greater than struggle. You know what I mean? Being narcissistic people literally should walk around with a... You see my shirt that says I'm vital? They should have a greater than or equal to sign on their shirt that points both ways, just in case they're standing to the left or right somebody. I'm greater than or equal to you. Everything I do is greater than or equal to yours. You know, your struggles, your success, your complaints, your pain, your hurt, your sickness, your sorrow, you know, greater than or equal to. Because they have to be the center, because they want to matter at the core. At the core, a lot of narcissists feel worthless. We feel like our existences don't really matter in the grand scheme of things. When I pass away, in my little time that I have on this earth, when I leave this earth, what will my legacy be? Who am I going to matter to? Have you ever seen the movie Encanto? Not Encanto. Coco. You seen Coco? Am I going to be on the ofrenda? Like, am I going to be a friender like my Mama Coco and Mama Imelda? Or am I going to be like Hector Rivera and have my face cut off on it, but people won't remember me? You know what I mean? I want to be a friender. Most narcissists want to be a friender like Ernesto de la Cruz. They want to be like him. And he saw how sociopathic he was. But that's just how it goes, y'all. That's what I tell people all the time. Like, if you're dealing with a narcissist or a toxic person, this is the life. I'm not saying that you chose this life. I'm just saying this is the life, the dynamic and the space that you will be in. You know, that they have to be the center of attention. They have to center themselves in drama. They have to center themselves in damn near every single thing because they want to matter. You know what I mean? They'll try to, like I said, they have to center themselves and pick. And not only are they centering themselves, they are making themselves feel more valuable than they are. You see what I'm saying? It's just like narcissists. I say this before. Narcissists, a lot of them are, a lot of us, are gold-plated people. You know, gold-plated. Like this necklace I have on right now is silver, right? So this silver is like Italy 925. It's not very expensive. But I can take this and dip it in some 24-karat gold plating, and it looks like real gold, though, would it? It'd be shining, shimmering. You know what I mean? It'd be like, where do you get that gold chain from? I got to connect. Knowing damn well it's silver. You know what I mean? It's gold plated, though. It looks like gold, feels like gold, but real people can tell. Once it goes under the test of scrutiny and some testing kits have been done to it, you can tell that it's not real gold. Once a narcissist is under stress, once a narcissist is under scrutiny, you can tell that they're not real gold. They're gold-plated people. But they want people to think that they're gold. They want people to think that I matter more than just that original silver piece that I was. You mean, not only narcissists, a lot of them are not just silver, they're copper. You mean, they're like copper, rusted copper, and dipped in 24-karat gold plating. You see what I'm saying? They want to matter. They want to lift themselves up because they want to matter more, even to themselves, not only to themselves, but to you as well. They want to convince you that, hey, look, I'm important too. Hey, I'm important too. There's one of these narcissists running around online, another self-aware. He's just so damn delusional that he's trying to clown people for going to school because he didn't go to school and get a degree or anything like that. He's trying to devalue other people's degrees to make it seem like he's more important. Like, I didn't go to school. I made a better choice that I didn't go to school. So I'm smarter than everybody who gets a degree. Projection to the umpteenth power. Weirdo. You see what I'm saying? But we don't name people. These people will remain nameless out here, you know? But this is making people, trying to bring people down to lift themselves up because they are literally worthless people. You know, they don't feel like they're worth anything. They try to convince you that they are. Hey, I have this going on. But internally, they struggle. Internally, they battle. Internally, they don't feel like they're worth anything, but they need to convince you of it. That's why they need to be the center of attention. I need the lights to shine on me, right? I need the lights to shine on me because once the lights go out and the darkness creeps in, here comes the shame. Once the lights go out, once the gold plating wears off, once I go under the scrutiny, once people start to realize who I am, the lights go off and people realize who I am and my self-worth and my value go away. Almost instantaneously go away. Almost instantaneously are questioned. Almost instantaneously are destroyed. That's the process of it, though, y'all. And I tell that to a lot of people. Like, this is the dynamic that a lot of people have to deal with. This is the space that a lot of people have to deal with. Like, if you're dealing with a narcissistic person, this is who you're going to be dealing with at the end of the day. They're going to bring this into your life. They have to make, they want to matter so much. You mean, in the process of them wanting to matter, they make you matter less. They want to make you feel like you matter less. Hey, I matter so much that people care so much about me that you matter less. Your struggles matter less than mine. Your success matters less than mine. Your profitability matters less than mine. Your achievements matter less than mine. Because I'm so down on myself that I need to put you down to step on your back. You see what I'm saying? It's like they punch you in the stomach. You fall to your hands and knees, and then they step on your back to lift themselves up. They want to feel vital. They want to feel vital. they do. But that's the space a lot of them get into, a lot of them fall into. They want to matter. They want to feel vital. They want to feel important. They want to feel all of this stuff. But at the end of the day, they just don't. They can't. They don't have it. They're not important. They're not smart. They will never live up to the standards that they will never live up to the image that they set for themselves. Unless they go to therapy and put in a lot of work. You know, they will never, ever live up to the image that they convey to you that they have. Hey, I have this great image. I'm this great person. So, hey, I need to live up to this. Hey, I need to live up to that. You know what I mean? I need this. I need that. I need this. I need that. I need it all. They want it all. They want it all from you. And they'll take it all from you. If you allow them to, y'all, they'll take it all from you. They'll take all your worth and all your value, all your accomplishments. They'll milk you. They'll milk you of that. They'll drain you of your resources. Use you for your resources. Use you for your connections. Use you for your success. And then they'll leave you. They'll take the stuff off of you and build themselves up to go next and build somebody else up, to go next and be with somebody else, to go next and do all this other stuff. It's a process. Oh, drop the mic. Bear with me, y'all. Bear with me. I dropped my mic. Got too hype. There you go. Welcome back. Welcome back. But it's a process, y'all. You have to process it. And if you're in a relationship with a narcissist, y'all, it's hard to not, compete with them. It's hard to not let them, it's hard to, when they try to make themselves the center of attention, it's hard to fight back and push back on that. Because those are just cause arguments. And they want to trigger you. They want to trigger a reaction out of you. They want to trigger, you know, it's like a pissing contest. They want to be like, you want to compete? You want to compare? Let's compare it. Let's compare success. Let's compare it. Let's compare contributions. Let's compare achievements. Let's compare accolades. Let's do this. Let's do that. I'm better than you. You don't want to compete with your partner. That's just so ignorant. I did it for a long time. I've competed with my partner for a long time. I understand that. I completely understand the ignorance behind it. So I'm so against it right now. I know it sounds hypocritical, but I've done it before. So I'm trying to lead people away from that, living that life right there, y'all. Competing with your partner is healthy competition. Like, when y'all pushing each other is different than them pulling you down to pick themselves up. Y'all understand that. Me with y'all, I have a one-on-one I have to do, y'all. I have some courses coming up. I have some classes coming up. I'm going to be traveling around doing more in-person meetups. The next in-person meetup, I'm trying to schedule for the end of September, probably early October, and probably going to be in Durham, North Carolina, y'all. Self-love, healing, growth meetup in Durham, North Carolina, North Carolina area, whatnot. So more information to come, y'all. Make sure y'all like and subscribe. Mental Illness is out. Peace. Thank you so much for making it to the end of my video, y'all. I am truly eternally grateful for every single one of y'all that support the channel in any way, shape, or form. If you haven't already, make sure that you subscribe to the channel so that we can reach more people, to help more people. The self-love brand is available. I'm strong. I love me. It's a self-love brand. The self-love journal is available on Amazon as well to help you rebuild that self-love and identity, you know, during the toxic relationship. Also, look into joining the channel memberships to get more behind the scenes perks and things like that, y'all. Thank you so much for your support. Thank you. Thanks.